Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Glasgow Eagles Sports Club is a Scottish charity whose main focus is to provide sporting opportunities for young people with disabilities. Alec Watt is the founder and chairman of the charity, and he joins me in the studio now. How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here today, Chris.
Can you give me an overview of what the Glasgow Eagles Sports Club charity offers to young people with a disability?
Yes, I certainly can. When I was involved in social work, I realised there was not a lot of sporting activity for young people out in the community. And I thought, we need to try and create something. It wasn't an initial thought that came to me, but it came to me after 2 or 3 years, and I realised that there had to be something more for these young people who may not have been able to compete at the level of most people in mainstream. So we use sport as a vehicle for the young people to achieve their full potential, or as much potential as is humanly possible. My ideal scenario is if I can get some young person, by using sport as a vehicle, they then have a status, they have commitment, they have focus, their confidence levels improve immensely. And very recently, we were fortunate in getting one of our younger girls a job with Glasgow Culture and Sport, with whom we work very, very closely. So that is our ultimate aim.
Glasgow Eagles Sports Club, Alec, was set up in 1988, and before then, of course, you were a social worker helping people with a variety of disabilities. What made you want to provide sports to young people with a disability?
Basically, there isn't a lot of fun if you're not getting involved in groups. Now, some people have difficulty with that kind of interaction, but our job is to gently ease the young people into the kind of a small group scenario where they're feeling very comfortable. I could give you an example of one young chap who's on the autistic spectrum. He came to us some 10 years ago. I got a phone call from his mum to say the young chap wouldn't stay away from her. Every single second of the day, he was chasing her around. Would sport, she said, in some way be able to brighten his outlook? And it certainly has, because that young chap will now come away with us down south for a competition. Probably won't even phone mum over the weekend. And he's loving every minute of it. Took us something like 3-4 years, but we got him to the level where he was very, very comfortable, very happy in what he was doing. And now there's no stopping him. He wants to go. The minute he hears there's something happening, a competition down south, he wants to be involved.
It's absolutely fantastic, Alex. And of course, the exciting thing about the Glasgow Eagles Sports Club is the range of sporting opportunities it offers, from all the usual suspects, including basketball and horse riding, to sports for more adventurous youngsters, including gorge walking and canoeing.
Gorge walking is for the very, very adventurous young people we have. You also have to have a certain level of swimming ability. It's an unusual activity. I had never actually heard of it prior to being involved in the club. Apparently, you have to have a wetsuit on. So every one of us was into the wetsuit, and you're walking along the riverbank, probably up to your knees or up to your waist in the water. And then the senior instructor at the front will say, well, now you have to practice your swimming stroke. So you have a drop of something like 30 feet. So for the next 20, 25 yards, it'll be swimming, and I'll be at the other side waiting for you to tell you when you're back on to 3 feet of water instead of 33 feet of water.
What's fantastic is obviously that you're offering these sporting opportunities that a lot of people who are fully able don't often get the chance to do, but you're offering it, of course, for people who have a disability.
I think the initial idea was that we wanted to create something for people who we always looked upon as not being involved as much in the community as we would have liked them to be. So we thought we would create, not initially a club, but we thought we'd create a small group whereby there was somewhere they could go to and pick up on the skills, enjoy what they were doing, and then had focus, commitment, and their confidence levels were boosted. And Everything from that angle seemed to be working perfectly. Some folk it took longer to do so, but in the main, nobody that I can remember has ever reneged on it. And we have had three young people who have received jobs from that, who probably would never have thought they would have had one.
That's absolutely fantastic. And obviously, speaking of increasing confidence, you recently introduced mainstream sports alongside the additional needs sessions. How have you found the response you've received for all these initiatives?
My vice chair has always been involved in school basketball at primary and secondary level. And she thought perhaps it would be a good idea if the youngsters were judged on their level of ability rather on whether they had a learning disability or whether they were regarded as mainstream. And that seemed to work. From that, we thought then maybe we could bring in some senior players for a higher level and they could then impart their skills to the younger people. And that has gone extremely well.
It is a brilliant initiative. And I have to ask, Alec, of course our listeners will be very interested to know which sports you are finding are particularly popular with youngsters who are blind or only have partial sight.
One of your young men from here is actually involved in basketball, whose mother phoned me again some 10 years ago and said that the youngster was very keen on throwing a basketball through the hoop in the back garden. Would he be able to fit in? And I said, bring him along and we will see. The rest of the group who have other varying disabilities are aware of the young chap's visual impairment. Therefore, any pass to him will be from a bounce pass off the floor and he will know that the ball is coming. And he's done fantastically well. He rarely, if ever, misses the basket. We also have another chap who has got a visual impairment and he copes with basketball extremely well. We also have like walking football where the ball has a bell within it. There's also other games like boccia, which is like a miniature carpet bowls. And of course, there is carpet bowls itself.
Now, one of the big pieces of news for the Glasgow Eagles Sports Club was that in 2015, you were nominated for Best Sporting Initiative in the Glasgow Awards. How did that feel for you?
We just felt that was a fantastic achievement from starting from basically very, very little. It seemed to be a kind of an award for the amount of work that all of the coaching staff had put into what they were doing.
Which is absolutely fantastic. I mean, obviously, they have a place now, the coaching staff, where they can work and every day they can come home feeling that they have achieved something. But to be recognised for that across Glasgow must have been brilliant for you as the founder and chairman.
It was brilliant because I felt that we were well on the way to receiving the acknowledgement for having got so far from basically very little way back in the late 1980s. My main ambition is, if possible, for young people to acquire employment. So we always keep in mind that sport for us is just the vehicle. The coaching staff are all delighted, absolutely. We work very, very closely with Glasgow Life, Glasgow Culture and Sport. They have been following our progress since the early 1990s.
So as well as all the coaches and, of course, all the youngsters who are coming to the Glasgow Eagles Sports Club, Alec, you have had some very important guests. I say very important in the highest VIP sense. You had royal visit a couple of years back.
Yes, we were very fortunate and Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge came to Drumchapel and that the Duchess herself requested that could she possibly have a shot at the basket, for which I was absolutely delighted. The hall was full of journalists from all over the world, and it went global. It took Her Highness 8 shots, but we eventually the ball did go in the basket, and she got a massive round of applause for that, for being a good sport.
She got a massive round of applause and you got a royal patronage.
We've got royal.
It must have been a glorious day to have the royal couple with you that day well. Did the youngsters get to meet them as well?
Yes, well, I had a group of under 12 youngsters with disability and it was the group that she was with, so she watched them playing and then decided she would like to try. So we couldn't wait to get the ball for her.
Now, Alec, one of the big things and one of the reasons that you're here today is that you are keen to have as many young people with a disability join the Glasgow Eagles as possible. What would you say to those kids who may have never joined a sports club before and are a little hesitant about getting involved?
There is always the anxiety, but all of our coaching staff are qualified in working with people with disabilities. Some are ex-social work, some are ex-nursing staff, some are actually still nursing staff, and they all have the knowledge and the ability to work with young people with disabilities. So we feel we have got all the bases covered.
All the activities that you're offering must be so much fun for the youngsters.
They love it, and I have to say the coaching staff love it too. They thoroughly enjoy it, and they enjoy their participation with the young people. We've also had a couple of pieces of glassware from the Lord Provost for our work in 2016, and we had the glassware for the sporting and best sporting initiative in 2015. So it's all taking over in the way we hope so, and we're hoping it will continue to be that way. And it's good that there is a sort of a developmental progress. We are not remaining at the same level. We're constantly moving forward. If possible, can get someone to the level where they can seek employment, or we will attempt to get that for them from one of our contacts.
And that's an absolutely brilliant thing as well, Alec, putting something in place that not only entertains and keeps people active and in sport, but also at the end of the day could potentially result in a future for them as well.
We always look to see what folk are capable of doing. It's a case of just drawing them out of them and directing them in the correct direction. You work with them, you see their skills developing, their confidence levels improving, their commitment by being there every time, their discipline by being involved in the activities, and the fact they just love what they're doing.
Finally, Alec, if someone is interested in finding out more about the Glasgow Eagles Sports Club, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you or to join up?
The initial referral would be to www.glasgoweagles.org.uk. Nobody will be pushed into anything that they're anxious about doing, and it'll be taken one step at a time.
And of course, if you want to get in touch with Alec, or if you have any questions about anything you've heard today, you can get in touch with us via Twitter at RNIB Radio, or use the Contact Us button on our fully accessible website, rnibconnectradio.org.uk, and we will pass your details along to Alec and to the Glasgow Eagles Sports Club. Alec Watt, thanks so much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.